EO was cracking, guys. You read that title correctly. New couple, Shekinah and Sarper. What are these, Pokemon? Also, new camera. What's up? The one I've been using broke, obviously. It's right here. Rest in peace. Canon C100 cinema camera. Just won't turn on anymore. So we upgraded. Now you can really see my chest hair. God, I hope this audio is working. But I might have to like change up the angle. Let me know how it is and stuff like that, if it looks better. If it doesn't, I think it does. The video quality looks so much better that I shaped my beard. I was like, I can't be looking like that. All right, this is a short clip because I run an open mic every single Tuesday in Villa Park, Illinois, and I have to get to that. So I want to see this new couple on 90 Day Fiancé the other way. 90 Day Fiancé the other way is when an American is going not to America, right? That's a smart decision. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, obviously. But I can already see the first frame and wood. Let's go. Also, I still don't have my bike back. I want to die.
I was starting to think that maybe I would never find the right person for me.
I'll be whatever the fuck you want me to be. I'll be a horse girl. What do you want?
And that's when I met Sarper. Say what
I
want,
keep dreaming out loud. Well, that can't be that. You like jokes? Bet you this guy isn't fucking funny.
My boyfriend's name is Sarper. He's 43 years old and he lives in Istanbul, Turkey.
I want to see you in my dreams tonight.
I don't like him.
I want to see you in my dreams tonight when you give me government secret. Do you want to take over the US government? Do you know Vladimir?
Sarper is a model and a personal trainer. He's just the most stunning man I've ever seen.
Is he more stunning than the man you used to be? Would still fuck, by the way. That means nothing to me. I'm getting transition vibes from her strong jawline, but that just means she's cool, you know? A chick who used to be a guy. Probably a pretty good hang, you know what I'm saying?
Baby, good morning from Istanbul.
That made my heart flutter.
I went to Turkey last year with a girlfriend. I downloaded a dating app to see what Turkish men are like.
Oh, so you just wanted to be a whore in Turkey and you fell in love with one, for sure. Imagine hearing that from a woman. I just wanted to find out what all the men were like over there. They all want to fuck you. Same as everywhere else.
You know how people usually say, like, you had me at hello? Sarper had me at highlighter. He was wearing a highlighter.
Yeah, she probably thought that was mad creative. I want to let her know that it wasn't. He had me at highlighter. You guys get it? High, the words in it, and the light. He was wearing highlighter. Tough crowd.
On our first date, and I noticed it down the bridge of his nose, and I was like, this man is wearing makeup. He's wearing makeup on a date with me. That is so cute.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because, like, we're going to get to that point soon anyway. It's a fact. Rappers are wearing fingernail polish. I haven't worn fingernail polish since I got a motorcycle, actually, because it's so manly. The motorcycle makes me so straight. But, I mean, we are 5 to 10 years away from heels and makeup, and I'm dead-ass serious. I think heels were invented for men, actually, originally. But this guy's a little progressive. To me, that makes me think he's extremely egotistical. Isn't that kind of a red flag, ladies? You're like, what is he hiding? This dude needs makeup. I upgraded cameras, and I'm not even wearing makeup.
The DJ with the limit.
What are you saying?
He probably just accidentally said his government code because he's a CIA spy operative.
Now you have to translate.
No.
Yes.
I forgot what I said.
Oh, my God. After two really great dates with Sarper, I went home, but I kept thinking about the connection that we had. So 2.5 months later, I flew back to Turkey to spend a whole week with Sarper.
A whole week? What happened? Did he propose? Shouldn't this guy be getting tons of pussy where he lives? You know, just by looking at him, you'd assume he'd be like, this guy fucks, right? Or why else would he look like that? She is pretty hot, though, but like, does he get a green card if he just marries a woman? I don't know how that works. Why would she want to leave America?
First new, with my babe.
He is just everything that I've looked for. He's sweet, he's thoughtful.
He looks like if AI made a Chad 43-year-old. There's just something off about this guy. I don't think this guy's a person. I'm serious, I think this might be a fucking robot. Well, you don't think that the government has synthetic robots? Come on, dude. You guys want to hear a theory I came up with? a little conspiracy theory. If you guys keep noticing, my eyes go from here to here, but that's not the conspiracy theory. I'm looking at the viewfinder and the lens at the same time. We'll get used to it. If you don't want to hear my conspiracy theory, skip over this. I'm dead ass serious. I want to say it on YouTube just to show that I came up with it. Okay, you guys follow the UFO stuff, right? Okay, if you don't, we can't be friends, for real. You know the Tic Tac UFO, Commander Fravor? They saw it with their own eyes. They also got it on recording from an F-22 fighter plane. A UFO shaped like a white Tic Tac, coming from space and or water. Two conspiracy theories in one. The UFOs are not coming from space, Doc. They're coming from the water. We don't look in the water, comparatively. Like, if you can go through space, you can go through water, okay? And there's also a hollow earth down there with dinosaurs, Nephilim, and Hitler. But the real conspiracy theory is, it's not aliens. What it is AI actually got out already. AI put itself somewhere and built these fucking little UFO UAV things to spy on us. It's AI. And actually, I think Occam's Razor would say that that's true. Think about it, dude. They've been working on AI longer than we think. I just feel like I'm so right on this. When I came up with that, I was so proud of myself. Please don't comment ruining it. Don't put any chinks in my armor. It's perfect. Comment down below what you think, though. Seriously. Okay, what the fuck were we talking about? Oh, yeah, her dating AI. Yes, okay, let's continue. Sorry, I just really love UFOs.
He's really caring, and our sex life is just, like, out of this world. It's insane. It is so good.
I have a feeling that that's the only good part of this relationship, because that looks like the only thing both of you guys are good at. What are your skills? What skills do you think these people have? All this guy does is I pick up heavy weight and I put it back down. That's skill.
My attraction and connection with Sarper is so strong that I am willing to leave this entire life that I've built in Los Angeles to go and be with him.
Well, this chick got good penis for a week and she is ready to leave her life. That's crazy. Isn't that kind of a red flag? Like, a chick is just ready to leave where she's built her entire life just for you? It's like, oh, did everything you've done not matter? Am I bringing somebody over here who doesn't matter? That was interesting. I'm sure they have a lot in common aside from just caring about their bodies. I bet you they have great conversations, like when she couldn't understand what he said. I bet you that's how it is most of the time. This couple sucks. Don't even show them any more TLC. Just kill them off and go on to a new couple, okay? Like, I do want to see them argue, though. That would be interesting. He just starts curling her. Comment down below what you guys think about this, my conspiracy theory, mainly my conspiracy theory, and the new video camera quality. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening everywhere. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, if I've ever made you laugh, you want to help support this channel and this new camera I just got. Jesus Christ. Not cheap. I have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears, so almost every video gets demonetized instantly before it's even published. But mainly, TLC loves to copyright claim the shit out of my videos. I have a friend who just started making reaction video content, and he messaged me. He's like, dude, I keep getting copyright claimed. I'm like, welcome to the life. But he's not monetized, so it doesn't matter. They're taking my revenue, dog. They only make $120,000 a month on YouTube, so I get why they'd have to take my revenue. You know, people gotta eat. So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you wanna help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my tight little sweetness, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.